We're really cultural on the show today. We're all over the place. Music, movies, Baltimore Colts.
All inclusive.
Yul Brynner. We are all inclusive.
Yeah, Annie.
Right. Annie. Hugh yeah. as Annie. No. Which, again, is still the best answer.
Kyle can't win.
I know
though.
He can't win. I know. I'm Kyle but it's the
win.
Best.
I'm sorry. I hate to say I nailed it.
Yeah.
You know why I hate to admit that.
It's going to be hard for us to get a better one the next half hour. 215-592-9494. All right. Before we get to why Hugh Douglas is going to call out Shaquille O'Neal, so we've had some, a lot of talk today about Tanner McKee, and I think it's a little bit over the top to say, yeah, you put him in, they'd still be a playoff team. I'm not sure about that. Hugh thinks they would be. Most people do, including, Kyle back there basically thinks they'd be rolling with Tanner McKee. I'm not there. But one thing I was like, all right, could he be a starter? Where would he be a starter? Let's see how many teams he actually would be a starting quarterback for. All right. Hugh, I'm gonna roll through the starting quarterbacks. Stop me if you hear a name you think Tanner would be better than right now. Okay? So if you don't say anything, we'll just keep going. So we'll start with the NFC West. Darnold, Purdy, Stafford, Kyler.
Darnold, Purdy.
Sam Darnold, Brock Purdy, Matthew Stafford, Kyler Murray. I don't think he starts over any of those guys. Okay.
Oh, no. All of them.
None. Okay, so let's go.
Did you see him last night?
Yeah, I did.
Okay.
He was amazing.
Let's go to the NFC South. Now, this one has the potential for Tanner to take a job or two. Baker Mayfield, Spencer Rattler. Yeah, I'm with you there. He would start for the Saints. Bryce Young? You're famously a Bryce Young guy. He did come on at the end.
He came on at the end.
I don't think he would start over Bryce Young.
No, they still. Well.
It's Hughes Panthers.
I know.
No, listen. That was uncalled for.
You never wear the jersey we got you, the Bryce Young jersey.
That was uncalled for. I think that with the way, if he'd have went there earlier in the year, he would have been the starter.
Sure.
But towards the end of the year, no. So, I played a little bit of semantics on that one, but no.
Michael Penix.
Yes.
You think he would start with Michael Penix?
Okay. I think right now, listen, now I understand.
You're banned from Atlanta.
No, listen.
I know. Wow. Finally burned that bridge.
Well, I know that there are shades of Michael Vick from Michael Penix. I understand that. But with the... Tanner has a little bit more of a sampling size, and I understand Mike was a first-round draft pick, but I think that...
First overall?
Yeah, I think that they got...
Oh, sorry, Penix,
he means
not
Penix.
Vick.
No,
yeah.
Penix. Penix,
Penix
no.
was a top 10 pick.
No, but I do
is
remember...
Penix Mike?
It's Michael.
Mike Vick is Mike.
No, he's Michael Penix.
Michael Penix,
yeah. But I remember when, what was it?
Would he be better as Mike Penix?
Arthur Blank had looked at when what's his name? Drafting, be like, what the hell are you doing?
They Terry Fontenot.
Yeah, Fontenot drafting. You're like, what the hell
just
are you doing?
Paid Kirk Cousins $100 million.
All right. Yeah.
NFC North, J.J. McCarthy, Jordan Love, Jared Goff, Caleb Williams. I don't think he starts in that division.
Mm-mm.
NFC East, obviously, Jaden Daniels, Hurts, Russell Wilson, Dak Prescott.
Russell Wilson.
Starts over Hurts.
He starts over Russell Wilson.
He would start over Russ.
Yeah, he would definitely start over Russ.
Agreed. All right, so we found two definites, Saints and Giants.
Mm. Yeah.
AFC West.
Cleveland.
AFC
well,
West.
I know you said the West.
West.
I had it spooled up already. That was coming out.
He was regardless. Waiting for the Baltimore Colts.
Ohio, famously in the West Coast of the United States. Justin Herbert, Geno.
No. All right, Geno. He might get Geno.
No, he's not better than Geno.
He might get Geno. This is my story.
This is disrespectful.
And I'm sticking to it.
Go live your truth.
Okay.
I'm living my truth.
Geno a few years ago, he would have.
No, a few years ago, but not probably.
A few years
not
ago,
now.
He was at Stanford, winning three games a season.
Okay,
Geno Smith, I'm saying. The version of Geno Smith from
the Jets, yeah.
Some guy named Mahomes and then Bo Nix. I don't think he starts over
both of them.
Mahomes?
Of course.
All right, AFC South. There might be a shot here. Cam Ward, who is just the number one overall pick, Tennessee.
Yeah.
Trevor Lawrence.
He'll be there. Trevor?
Trevor stinks.
Trevor does stink.
They
most overrated quarterback.
They still might ride with Trevor.
Oh, they're gonna. Yeah.
They upped their win total with Tanner McKee last year.
I don't believe in Trevor either. He was starting the Colts over Anthony Richardson and Daniel Jones.
Yeah, he'd be there.
All right, so we found three spots. Quarterback of the Texans, C.J. Stroud. No.
Mm.
AFC North. This is where the Browns reside. Browns.
Cleveland.
Okay, you said it. Browns.
He's waiting.
This is a fun one. Who is a better player right now, Tanner McKee or this version of Aaron Rodgers?
I think I would go with Tanner McKee.
I would too.
Because he's younger and he doesn't have all the drama. And he damn sure don't use ayahuasca. He don't use no ayahuasca.
At least that we know of. Burrow and Lamar, no.
No.
Okay, AFC East, last one. So I think we have four spots we've come up with.
Jets.
I've got 15 so far.
He would start for the Jets over over Kyle. Justin Fields.
Live your truth, Kyle.
Drake May, no. Tua, no. Josh Allen, no. Four.
Yeah, but he'd go to Jets.
Four. He's the 27th or 8th best quarterback, 29th best quarterback in pro football. Mm. So we're going from the 6th.
I had 16.
Yeah, that's, well, your list is a little different than mine.
My truth.
A little different.
Yeah.
A little different.
Who's the best quarterback you have him starting over?
Mahomes.
That's enough.
Oh, yeah, you tripped.
Yeah, Scott in Orlando's up.
Hey,
Scott.
No, Purdy.
Purdy, stop. Scott,
hey,
go ahead.
Fellas.
What's up, man?
Yeah, I was saying that, you know, that was a hell of a game, and I hate preseason games. If we got two more games like that, boy, I'll tell you, that'd be awesome. That'd make bring us right into the season
That's
in
right.
the right state of mind. It'd be wonderful.
We'd be rolling. But yeah, anyways, you know, I'll take just one more, because that third one, I don't know who plays in that game. They think they roll out the ball boys in that game. Go ahead, Scott.
Well, it's funny. You know, I grew up in Philadelphia. I went to Harrison, and then I went out to University of Arizona. So I was an Arizona fan. And Nick Foles came from he was at Michigan State, and he transferred to Arizona. And actually, Gronk was there but got hurt. But it was funny. I called up Howard's show. It was on the weekend after Wentz had gotten hurt. And I said, Howard, I said, Nick Foles just got his Christmas present early. And Howard poo-pooed it and told me I was out of my mind and everything. Well, it did come to fruition, so that was kind of wonderful. But, yeah, this team, it's just amazing how it's such a cohesive group of people, and there's no egos involved. At first, I didn't think Saquon might, you know, do as well as he did last year. He might not, but... you know, the whole mentality of this team is just unbelievable. There's, you know, you can't hate anybody, really. It's just a great group of guys that are picking each other up. But, yeah, Tanner McGee, I liked him when they got him. And I like the fact that he's a pocket passer. So it's interesting to see a different aspect of the Eagles team with a different quarterback. But, yeah, I think he could. You put him in with the players they've got, the first string guys, I'm sure he could do really well.
Well, look, we hope we don't have to see it, but the reality is Jalen Hurts is a mobile quarterback who's gotten banged up before, and the NFL, their backup has to play. And we've seen it here, Scott. You mentioned the Foles thing. So it is comforting to know that if we need him, we got someone that could play a little bit. Scott, what do you got? What's the movie role you want to sub the actor out and put Hugh in for?
Well, I thought of a few, but then I thought of the Dirty Dozen. You know, he'd be good in the Dirty Dozen.
Oh, that's an old school movie.
That is.
You talking about when Jim Brown had to drop the grenades in the fight? Yeah. I don't know if we're going to make them grenades, though, because can't run no more. But we can try.
I like that, Scott. We appreciate it. So other than Kyle saying Annie, I think my favorite one is Bond.
Yeah, that would be fun.
Yeah, double O Douglas over here. I like that one. Joseph in Philly. What's up, Joseph?
Hey, y'all killing me, man. I gotta say, like, Tanner is just an excellent backup. Like, he played against the Giants when everybody could play against the Giants and look good. And he had one preseason game that's good, and everybody is losing their marbles. Like,
I know.
Win
Joseph, these people are crazy. I mean, I think it's disrespectful to Jalen Hurts. That's what I'm hearing today.
It's not disrespectful, but you're kind of undermining his importance that they can pull off the same feat.
Yes.
If like, they stand on the same pedestal. I got two quick questions I thought of while listening. Joe, you said earlier that if Tanner starts and he plays head-to-head throughout the season, how many QBs is he the best versus? So how many QBs do you think Hurts is the best versus on the schedule?
Yeah, so I have to go up. I'll pull it back. Well, that's...
What's up from Patrick Mahomes?
That's what I like to hear.
That's not true.
You got to beat the best to be the best. In my opinion, Jalen Hurts beat the best QB. He's the best of the season.
Well, the Eagles beat him.
All right. You know, you asked, so I'll answer. Okay, so he'll be the best quarterback on the field in week one against the Cowboys. He's better than Dak right now. He will not be against the Chiefs. He will be against the Rams. That's two.
Well, I'll say until he beats... You know,
yeah, but he's just not. Yeah, but I'm just going into the game. He's just not better than Mahomes.
Right.
All right.
Okay, I'll give you that.
Better than Baker in Tampa, so that's three. Better than Bo Nix, that's four. Better than the Giants slop, that's five. Better than McCarthy, that's six. Better than the Giants slop again, that's seven. Better than Love, eight. Better, Goff is close. I ranked him higher, but that's pretty close. That's kind of a wash. Better than Dak. Better than Caleb Williams. It's kind of close with Herbert. Yeah, Jalen's going to be the better quarterback on the field in a lot of games. Now, down the stretch, they have to play the Commanders and Bills, and that's where, I don't think he's quite as good, but most games he's better.
Right, and which is why he'll win more than he'll lose, and I think Tanner will lose more than he'll win.
I agree.
Although he'll look good, he just won't be able to, come back win and all of that good stuff. Well, and I do believe in him because he's an Eagle, but and my second question was going to be, how many interceptions do you think it would take Hurts in the first month until everybody loses their marbles and say, put in Tanner?
One. No, I think if Joseph, if it's like last year where he is throwing one a game or throwing the ball to the opponent, even if the guy doesn't catch it, but if it's a lot of turnovers, I don't think it's crazy that if Jalen has a tough first month, I don't think they're going to pull him, but I think we would get some people that said, hey, I think Tanner would be better. I mean, I think that's now on the table because of what people saw last night. All right, Joseph, what's the movie? What's the actor you're taking Hugh out for?
All right, let's take out Danny Glover and put in Hugh for Lethal Weapon.
I love the Lethal Weapon series, yes. What are their names? Murtaugh?
Riggs and Murtaugh.
They're great movies. Joseph, good phone call. All right. Hugh, I know you had a message for Shaquille O'Neal. First, let's hear Shaq's message because he's making a pretty bold proclamation for Eagles-Cowboys Week 1.
We winning this year. I'm guaranteeing it.
Shaq, I would be honored to make a bet with you.
Let's do it. If the Cowboys don't win this year, I'll wear that Charles Barkley dress on the strip of Las Vegas.
If the Cowboys lose to the Eagles in Week 1?
I will wear that dress in front of my restaurant at the Paris Hotel in Vegas.
This is something that we can hold you to?
Yes.
Are you out of your mind?
No. I'm a man of my word. If we lose to the Eagles, I will wear this dress in front of my restaurant at the Paris Hotel.
He said with no drawers on. I would say to Shaq, just say you want to wear a dress. I mean, that'd kill everything. I mean, nobody's going to question you. Just say you want to put on a dress. Because there ain't no way that the Cowboys coming in here on banner night and beat us. Please come to town. And come to the game, because that's ridiculous for you to sit there. First of all, I'm hurt that you're a Cowboys fan. I'm hurt because I didn't know that. All the times we've been working out and doing all this other stuff.
Oh, you hid that from me?
I never knew you was a Cowboys fan. That hurts, Shaq. That hurts. But just say you want to wear a dress, dog. That's it. Just go ahead and say you want to wear a dress. And nobody's going to judge. Nobody judges the big dog.
Well, that's not true.
Well, if he just came out and said, I want to wear a dress. No, I don't know if someone's going to say anything to his face, but there'd be questions like, why is Jack saying this publicly?
Well, that's basically what you just said when you said the Cowboys are going to come to town.
Yeah, they're 6.5-point underdogs.
And beat the Eagles.
It'd be a big upset.
You just said to the world, hey, world, I want to wear a dress. That's what you did.
You really read the You People chat and said that this man's not going to get judged?
Okay, yeah.
He's going to get judged, too.
Well, nobody's going to judge him to his face.
Well, because they're scared. I mean,
he's a big ass dude.
That's a good way to describe Shaquille O'Neal.
Let's just say you want to wear a dress, dog. Just say you want to wear a dress. I mean, nobody's going to, you just come wear a dress and, there it is.
Well, if he's a man of his word, it sounds like he will one day soon be wearing a dress.
Oh, because he can't really believe that Dallas is going to win, right? Like, this is his excuse. No, like, he's making a bad bet on purpose.
Yes.
To wear the dresses.
That's a bad bet.
Yeah.
It's an awful bet. Not even taking the points. He's just saying an outright win. That's just not going to happen. All right, let's talk to Rob, and then we'll check in with you people today. Hey, Rob.
Hey, how you doing?
Good, Rob. What's up?
Not much, man. I wanted to talk about Tanner McKee. To say that he wouldn't take us to the playoffs is just discounting everyone else.
Your phone's a little choppy there.
Oh my gosh, it's awful.
I don't think it's discounting everyone else. I think what the other side is discounting Jalen Hurts and what he actually does bring to the table. He may not be the best quarterback in the league, but he's a good one. He's a consistently good one.
Definitely.
And he brings a lot to the table that Tanner McKee just has no shot to bring, including his rushing ability. We're getting none of that out of Tanner McKee.
Just you watch.
Yeah, I will.
Tanner can take off, man.
Yeah. I wonder if we
get
need
him in open space.
Yeah, he could not. I mean, I saw him last time. The guy's got cement feet. He runs like Jared Goff. He can throw it, but he can't move.
Oh, he can spin it.
Yeah,
he can spin.
But
it.
I got shades of Goff when he was trying to move around the pocket.
Yeah,
all right,
he ain't about to do that.
You people, let's see what they're up to today on a Friday.
You people. It's time to hear from you people. What do you mean, you people?
And it's brought to you by New Jersey Human Services. The times you spend with friends and loved ones are the best. Make sure you stay in the picture and stay away from fentanyl. Learn the risks at stayinthepic.nj.gov. We are in full damage control mode from Aaron in San Diego and the You People chat no. after just what was a horrendous phone call today.
Yeah, I don't know how he's ever going to recover from what happened today.
He's not. I mean, he was exposed for the fraud he is, and it's a shame. You hate to see that.
So is he's in there trying to defend himself?
He was going on like this whole thing about Jalen's best quarterback in the NFL. It's
he's
over,
in the chat
Aaron.
Trying to defend himself?
Yeah, Aaron's a big internet guy. He records selfies, sends them to us.
Just my advice to you, Aaron, let it go. It's over. You lost.
Less is more from Aaron at San Diego this weekend.
You guys are scumbags.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah. But who, all of us?
You guys.
Okay. Mm-hmm. You people.
Yep. Great. It's the Jackass and Bozo show.
Yeah, which one is... Which one is
that's a good
which
question. One is
what time was that on the chat? Could apply to any of the shows.
Yeah, that
here.
Was like right before we were starting.
Oh, okay.
So it's just... That was an anticipation.
Yeah, that's an evergreen for whoever's hosting.
Yeah, when we were looking for nicknames for the midday show, the Jackass and Bozo show.
So now, been the top, that's the top good. Of the
begs
list.
The question, who's the Jackass and who's the Bozo?
That's what I'm saying. It doesn't really matter.
I think they're interchangeable.
Yeah. You get choice today. Who do you want to be?
I think I'll be the Jackass.
I'm the Bozo.
It depends on the day,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, you know?
Whoever's more of the clown is Bozo.
Yeah, that's right. This one I don't quite understand. Does Joe know the Eagles had a preseason game last night?
It's all we talked about.
All day.
Other than having Scott France kind of talk about the Phillies this weekend, we have literally talked about what happened last night since 10 a.m. That's the whole show.
Somebody felt like
I was at the game. We did the pregame show. I went home and watched the game. We've talked about it since 10. It's really all I've thought about since 6 p.m. yesterday.
Well, do you know?
Okay.
Okay. Joe just wants what's worst for the Eagles.
So I just don't understand what that means.
Nah, that's weird.
I think they'd be much better off if their $250 million quarterback played every game and won most of them rather than their backup who was a sixth round pick. Yep. That's okay. That's
I mean, maybe he's lost.
Yeah.
Like this next guy.
Okay.
Of course, Joe was calling for Tanner McKee to start.
Well, that's not the case.
Off what happened.
It's actually the total opposite.
And you wonder why. Like, most of the time, I say what I say because most people don't listen. They don't.
Yeah. This is why you can never go with your... The thing about how you've convinced the people and won the
right,
poll.
Because what people?
That's not what happens.
The people are in la-la land.
These people are delusional.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yep. Appalled by Hugh Douglas today. What a jerk.
Agreed.
Yeah, that's...
Yeah. Evergreen.
That's evergreen.
Yeah.
That's pretty evergreen.
Total jerk. Annie Douglas over here.
All right. So I like that the poll today was 75% yes, the Eagles would be a playoff team with Tanner McKee.
That's most agreeing.
Yeah. And then this comment, WIP hates Jalen Hurts. You all voted 75%.
I'm telling you, today was really an introspection to you
it's
people.
Unbelievable.
The people out there who claim Jalen Hurts is an elite quarterback, yet think Tanner McKee, who's played one real game in the NFL, could just kind of almost replicate what he does, is remarkable stuff.
All right. Two different potential names for if he was James Bond.
Ooh.
We have 00 Douglas, which I think was mentioned.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Or 007.
Yeah, that one works. Except for last night, that shirt that I got from the Eagles, shout out to the Philadelphia Eagles, that's not a double X.
I saw the tag.
That's a snug shirt. Yeah. That was a snug shirt.
So really, it's the people who made the shirt are telling fibs.
That's not true to double X size. So now I have to start getting 3X shirts.
Double XL7 is pretty good.
And Trey hurt my feelings last night.
What did he say?
He just kept saying, hey, man, you next time put some pasties on your nipples because he said he saw my nipples. That's what he kept telling
me.
Were
you sweating through the nips?
No, he was just like, why are your nipples so hard? And I'm like, dude, what are you talking about? Yeah, he hurt my feelings.
Yeah, that audio might get cut. Yeah.
That hurt my feelings a little bit.
That's crazy. All right.
Yeah, that hurt.
So we got a lot of good answers for Hugh as an actor in any movie.
Yep.
We're trying to replace Hugh with any actor in any movie. But as usual, you people were killing it with some of these suggestions. We got the dog from Sandlot.
The dog from Sandlot.
The Beast. The Beast.
Yep. Pumbaa from The Lion King.
Pumbaa. Mm-hmm. Makuna the Tada.
Not quite, no. But yeah.
Makuna Kantada.
You're gonna you will have to work on that before you do that. Grandpa Joe and Willy Wonka.
Grandpa Joe, yeah, that's a good one. I like that one.
Beetlejuice.
Beetlejuice.
That one's near the top of my favorites.
Ace Ventura.
Oh, that was a good movie.
Yeah, I can see you dressing like Ace Ventura.
That was a good movie.
Coming out of the rhino's behind.
Yeah,
that was Ace Ventura 2, When Nature Calls,
yes,
of course.
Right. Nacho Libre.
Sometimes I wear stretchy pants.
Nacho Libre was awesome.
That was a good movie.
And last one, and this one's probably a little bit mean, but Jabba the Hutt.
Yeah, that was a mean-spirited.
But you know what's funny? The ones that say I look like Jabba probably look like more like Jabba than I do.
Yeah, way more like Jabba.
Yeah, that's crazy. Yeah.
Those are Jabba-like individuals.
Yeah, they are.
Yeah.
I think because we can't pick Kyle's answer of Annie, I think James Bond is my favorite one.
Yeah, that was
just the idea of you being sophisticated and drinking martinis and dressing nice.
No, not drinking martinis, drinking Jack straight.
XL7.
Double XL.
Well, they could reboot the whole series.
Jack straight. And then what I would drive, since we leaning all the way into the stereotype,
yeah,
have to drive a Hellcat.
Just don't get this one stolen like last one. Try not to do that. All right, we're going to hand it over to the afternoon show. They're live at Chickie's, but I'm sure a lot to talk about Tanner McKee and his performance last night for the Philadelphia Eagles. But we got a Philly series starting tonight. Christopher Sanchez on the mound against the Rangers, a place they never play well. When they've gone down to Texas, they usually get their butts kicked. Hugh, what are you feeling this weekend? Challenging series, as Scott told us, a team that's playing better. We getting 2 out of 3, or are we coming in here upset on Monday?
We're going to be upset on Monday.
Oh.
I'm just keeping it a baby.
Wow.
And we don't know if Zach pitches Sunday.
Unbelievable. So Hugh Douglas today said McKee over Hurts and the Phillies are getting swept. All right, that's enough for us. We'll talk to you on Monday on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Peace.